And welcome to today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS. This is Mike Effner. Today on a Where Are They Now, I'm talking with former Norwalk basketball star Bowen Bourne, who recently finished his college career at Colorado State in Fort Collins. And Bowen, you finished out your prep career by winning Mr. Basketball in a state championship. You finished out your college career a couple weeks ago by making it to the round of 32 in the NCAA tournament. What was it like being a part of March Madness?
Yeah, it was a super cool experience for me. It was something that you dream about, you know, as a kid. So it was super fun to be able to go out and play in the NCAA tournament and win the Mountain West Conference Championship. Those are all things that you dream about. And so to do that in my last year at CSU was pretty awesome. And obviously the way that it ended was tough, but to be able to experience those things with the guys and the coaching staff and all our managers and support staff, it was super fun and just an enjoyable way to finish out my college career.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people from around here were watching those games on CBS or TNT or wherever you were on. You had 4 points in the first round, a win over Memphis, and then that second round game, you end up losing the heartbreaker by 1 point to Maryland, but you came off the bench in the second half and really got a rally going for Colorado State, got them right back in the game. How much fun was that stretch for you? You were getting a lot of play on TV at that time, and it looked like you were having a good time.
Yeah, it's always, it was just a really good year for me. That was a different role than one that I had at UNI. And to be able to come in, for me, it was always just the same mentality, whether it was the first game of the season or middle of December, or if it was, playing for to go to the Sweet 16, it was just always, very, very similar just mentality for me of, coming in and trying to impact the game. And so, to be in there and to be just feeling, super aggressive and trusted by my coaching staff and players, it was super fun. So, those are the reasons why you work so hard and you have all those early mornings and late nights of just trying to get better. It's to prepare yourself for moments like that. So, ended up coming short, but it was just super enjoyable to go out there and play a good game versus a really good team and just a fun NCAA tournament game.
And I know the coach is going to stick with his rotations, but at that point, how badly did you want to stay in that game?
As a competitor, you always want to be out there. I think part of that is just kind of understanding your role. That's kind of about how my season, kind of went. I would be in there and kind of try to make an impact. He'd kind of roll with those guys. And so, at that point, you trust yourself, but you also trust those other guys too. So when I was out there, playing, it was just like, we're all aiming toward the same goal. And so I have just as much trust in those guys as I do in myself. So to be out there and just be able to experience it, whether I was playing or on the bench, I still had full confidence that we could get it done. And we're about three and a half seconds away from doing it. So but as a competitor, you always want to be out there, but sometimes that's not the case. So then just adapting to, all right, I'm on the bench now, so I'm cheering on my guys and I guess support them.
Well, I want to take you back to your high school days for a little bit, playing at Norwalk Community. You win the 3A state title right before COVID hits. In fact, there weren't very many people in the stands when you did win that state title. How long ago does that feel now, after 5 college seasons, and what are your best memories of being a Warrior?
Yeah, man, it does. It feels like it was, so long ago. It kind of switches to where, some days I'm like, wow, that feels like yesterday, that all happened. But, obviously had a great college career. And, when I look back on that time and the experiences that I had with those guys, and, I stay in touch with all of our coaches and, a lot of my friends that were on that team. So it's a very memorable memory of mine, and one that I think about. I didn't think about it as much in the last couple of years, but that was a very pivotal moment, I think, in my career, just as an individual. And I look back on those times with a lot of gratitude, and couldn't be more thankful for getting to not only play that game, but just experience that with those guys. And we just had a tremendous season. And I think that's something that I found a little bit this year. As you kind of reflect on each year of your playing career, I think I reflected a lot on that senior year of high school, and just my journey in high school in general. And I think this year with CSU, I found myself thinking about being that senior year of high school for me, because of just the mentality. Like, it wasn't necessarily about winning or losing. It was more just going out there and playing the best that we possibly could, and giving your all. And so it's like, when you do that, you kind of remove a little bit of that pressure, and you remove some of that stress that, all that matters is if we win or lose. And for me and for us that senior year, like, that really wasn't the case. It was always like, we're gonna go out and we're gonna prepare our best, we're gonna play our best, we're gonna play at 100%, and if we lose, we lose. It's okay. And I think my coaching staff, that senior year of high school, just really did a good job of having us focus on that as opposed to the end result. I think we were always focused on the process and always focused on getting better. And, that was one thing that I just really loved about CSU, is that it felt like that was very similar mindset that Coach Medved and the rest of the staff kind of instilled in us. And I think that's one of the main reasons that we were so successful, is because, I know that's how I felt. I didn't feel nervous at all in any of those games, because I just knew that if we went out there and played our best and were able to defend and execute our game plan, that we'd give ourselves a chance to win. But it was more about, just controlling what we can control and controlling how we can play. So, it feels like a long time ago, but I can remember, times throughout this past season that, I was able to reflect and look back and kind of take some of those memories and overall feelings from that year and apply them to my college career. And I know that I'll also do that, moving forward, whether it's playing or just in my job or whatever else. All these years of basketball have taught me just a lot of valuable lessons and memories.
Once again, we're talking with former Norwalk standout Bowen Bourne on today's Lely Radio Sports page, Where Are They Now? After your career at Norwalk, you played the 4 years at Northern Iowa. You were the Missouri Valley Conference Freshman of the Year in 2021, Sixth Man of the Year in 2022, averaged about 13 points a game for your Panther career. How much did you enjoy your time overall in Cedar Falls?
Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot. It was a really good experience for me. It was somewhere where, I never had once thought about leaving throughout my whole 4 years there, until my senior season. So it was one that I really enjoyed. Such a great coaching staff, such a great group of guys, each 4 years that I was there. And so, I had a really valuable experience at Northern Iowa. And I'm glad that I ended up there, because that, kind of is forever going to be a pivotal point, in my life, and where I learned a lot of lessons about, work ethic and, responsibility and so many other things. So that will forever be something that I'm super grateful for. Have a lot of very positive memories, from my time at UNI. They trusted in me and to do the things that we did. We obviously didn't have some of the seasons that we always wanted to have, but in my sophomore year, I won a regular season title and, still got to do some pretty special things in my time there. So, super grateful for those 4 years and super glad that I did end up there, out of high school, just because it taught me so many just valuable lessons and memories.
You ultimately decided to hit the transfer portal, ended up at Colorado State. What were the biggest factors that maybe led you that way? Was it just needed a change of scenery?
Yeah, it was the one that was a very difficult challenge for me. I remember thinking about it for every day for about a month and a half. It was one that, I really struggled with. It was, just a really hard decision. And it was a lot of different factors. And I think, you know, for me, it was, yeah, just like you mentioned, I needed something different just for myself, not only basketball, but just life-wise. You know, there were some things that, yeah, I just needed to kind of get out of that environment and change some things up. And, you know, for me, it's ended up being just a really, really good choice for me to do so. And yeah, it was one that was, yeah, super difficult. You know, I was just miserable for about 2 weeks after I made the decision. But yeah, then to kind of, yeah, end up, you know, at CSU, and just have, yeah, such an incredible year just with the guys and the coaching staff. I'm super grateful that I did make the decision to go, but it was, yeah, it was one that was hard and that I thought about, you know, a lot. And yeah, had a lot of discussions with the staff and the coaches, and, yeah, just ended up, yeah, being something that I needed to do. And then, yeah, ended up working out, you know, really good for me. I had a very positive last year as well.
And of course, your younger brother Reddick was a freshman for you and I this year, got some playing time for the Panthers. How much were you able to follow his first season of Division I hoops and your former team? And then, do you still talk a lot of basketball with Reddick? Do you have time for that during the season?
Yeah, Reddick, he's turned into a great player. It was fun, yeah, following his, you know, high school career when I was at Northern Iowa. And then to follow him through his freshman year, you know, they had some difficult injuries and some stuff that they were kind of battling through. And so he kind of, yeah, just remained ready and ended up, yeah, being able to play a couple games for those guys. And yeah, it was, you know, I followed them. I'm kind of a big, you know, just basketball, college basketball junkie in general. So, you know, I always like to just follow, yeah, you know, schools and guys of, you know, teams that I've played. And so to be able to, yeah, I watched a lot of their games this season and was able to, yeah, kind of be in tune with them a little bit. And yeah, you know, I was kind of talking to them a little bit throughout the season, but, you know, you're also both so busy with your own stuff that it kind of gets hard sometimes. But yeah, it was great to see his progress and their progress. As you know, there's not a lot of teams that, you know, could have the things happen to them, you know, with all the injuries and stuff, and, you know, and still be as productive and good as they are. So I think that speaks a lot to the staff and the group of guys that are there. They're just super, yeah, super resilient. And you know, so it was great to see them kind of, yeah, battle through that a little bit, you know, even though they were having some struggles to still end up finishing really strongly in the league. And yeah, still pretty close with a lot of those guys on the team as well. So yeah, followed them and got to watch a bunch of their games throughout the year.
Again, we're continuing our conversation with Bowen Bourne on today's Lely Radio Sports page. How are things going for you academically? I know you got your undergraduate degree at UNI. Where are you at right now with your studies, and what's your future look like?
Yeah, so I graduated at UNI in 4 years with a psychology major, kind of a sports psych field, and then ended up, was going to get a second undergrad at CSU, but a lot of the content was kind of, you know, copying over with some of the exercise science stuff that I had taken at Northern Iowa. So ended up, yeah, starting a degree in, you know, sport management master's, and that's it's a two-year program. So after this season, I'll be one year done with that here in the spring. And so I'll have one more year of that done. But through the season, yeah, I had some injury stuff, some knee problems, some shoulder stuff, and wasn't sure if I was going to keep playing after college. I had almost like made my peace with just being done because I was just feeling so miserable. And so, yeah, halfway through the season, ended up getting an injection in my knee, which kind of allowed me to kind of reframe my body and kind of work in a different kind of movement pattern through my knees. And so ended up, yeah, feeling really good the second half of the season, which kind of gave me a lot of confidence that I could keep playing. And so I think that's the route that I'm kind of going to go. You know, I kind of looked at doing a GA position, you know, finishing my master's, and then kind of going from there, maybe getting into coaching, or something in the sport management field. But, you know, a lot of the people that I've talked to, you know, they're just like, hey, if you're feeling good and feeling better, you know, just try to play, you know, take that opportunity. So listening to that advice, but also just, listening to myself and feeling what I think I can do. I think I'm going to keep playing and kind of go that route. And, you know, you just feel like at some point, you know, after all the years and, you know, after all the time you've been playing, it's like you almost owe it to yourself. You know, that's something you dream of as a kid, you know, playing professional basketball. And so, to kind of get to do these things, you know, play Division I basketball, play in the NCAA tournament, win a conference championship, like those are all things that are super awesome. And so, for me, I just want to see if I can go play somewhere. And, you know, even if it's just for a year or two, and, you know, then if my knees start bothering me again, or if my heart's not totally in it, you know, then I feel good about moving forward, knowing that I did everything I could. But that's kind of, my plan for right now. And so I'm, you know, feeling super, super excited for the opportunity to potentially work out for some NBA teams. And then, see what kind of opportunity I get, you know, overseas. And looking forward to the next step for me.
Well, Bowen, it's good to hear that your basketball future is still out there, possibly, whether that's overseas or in the States here. I know a lot of people had a lot of fun watching you and following your career in high school and in college. Thanks for your time. Appreciate you talking to us today, and good luck.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Appreciate you.